Everyone deserves a great marriage. In fact, marriage is one of the high points in a lady's life. However, many ladies have walked into pain, regret, and bitterness in the name of marriage due to their wrong choices. It's important to note that the quality of your choices is dependent on the quality and the quantity of information at your disposal. That's why in this audio program, Choose Your Husband, my goal is to share with you practical wisdom that will help you make the right choice of a husband. My name is Joseph Dinwoke. You can call me Bridget. I want to talk to you about what happens when a devil wants a wife. Someone asked me, are you trying to say that sometimes the devil will know that Satan comes to look for a wife? No, that's not what I'm saying. But I'm saying that there are people who act, who think, and behave almost like devil. If Jesus Christ were to talk to them, he will say you are like your father, the devil. If someone begins to act like devil, it's just like Peter when he was telling Jesus, you will not ever go to the cross. He said, get behind me, Satan. I'm not trying to call a human being devil, but I want to use this title just for one reason, to highlight the fact that I'm talking about when people who have devilish mindset, devilish lifestyle, and devilish aptitude and approach to life comes asking for your hand in marriage. Why I'm talking about this now is this. Many women got married to men like this, and they have lived almost the rest of their lives in regret. They wake up every day bitter. They wake up every day angry. They wake up every day wondering, how did I get to this man? They wake up every day wondering, how was I so blind to get to this family? And as a matter of fact, they want to run away from their husband's house. They want to be on their own. In fact, if they have the power, if not for the shame of being a divorcee, they would opt to be on their own and not remain married to the man that they got married to. From the testimonies of many married women in our generation today, I dare say women still marry devil. Of course, the same thing applies to men. Men also marry devil who are supposed to be wives. Now, my goal at this point is to help you do one thing, to help you recognize devil when you see one. Because if you can recognize a devil when you see him, you will not say yes to his proposal. He will propose to you, but you will run it with all your abilities. That way you are able to escape from his claws. When I talk about devil husband, is that man that even though he has a human flesh, sometimes you even find him in church or mosque, he looks religious, he may be stinkingly rich and be a top director in a multinational, yet he is a devil. Now, he's a devil not because he has devil's nature, he's a devil because his attitude to life, his opinion about how life should be lived, his lifestyle, even now that he's not married, is essentially the kind that devil would live if they were to be in his shoes or position. Now, people like that, for instance, you ask them, it's not good for a man to cheat. They say, why? For what? They begin to ask you questions like, did I not take care of my wife? What does she need that I've not given to her? Did I not take care of the woman? I mean, the children. In their mind, there's no reason why you should say a man should not cheat when he has the capacity. Now, people like that, many times, you also find that they wouldn't want you to cheat, but they get jealous when they find that their wife is cheating. However, they do this without any remorse. They make statements like this. I once see this on a WhatsApp group I belong. Somebody came out and said, Solomon had 1,000 wives, meaning he got married to how many wives? Maybe 700, then 300 concubines. Now, he said that he cheated on his 700 wives by 300. Now, I'm just cheating with one and my wife is making noise. I saw that thing and I felt like this kind of write-up must have been inspired by devil himself. There's something I want to tell you. If you find any man who thinks in that fashion, who has that kind of mindset about life, my sister, he has no godliness in him, and it's a risk for you to get married to a man like that. I repeat, it's a risk for you to get married to a man like that. What I encourage you to do is very simple. Get away from him and move on with your life. Because many women live in misery of the sexually transmitted infections they contracted from their promiscuous husband. Do you understand what I'm saying? When you find people and the way they live life, they have no element of godliness in them. If Jesus can see people like that, he will say, you are like your father, the devil. And I'm sure you wouldn't want the devil to become your father-in-law. Therefore, do your best to escape from people who, when you listen to them talk, when you see the way they want to deal with their boss, deal with their superior, deal with their political opponent, you find that they just want to kill, they want to destroy, they want to maim. They do not have any respect for human life, or they don't have human sympathy. People like that whose conscience are dead are obviously reflecting the nature of the devil. And I dare say, when they get into a marriage environment, they will manifest essentially every attribute of the devil. Please make no mistakes about this. It doesn't mean you see devils in clubs alone. Of course, you are most likely to find a good quantity of them in clubs. But I'm saying that some of them, when they want to get married, they want to marry good girls, they want to marry innocent girls, they run to the village, they come to church, they begin to speak what is called Christianese. They say, "Oh, Sister Angela, how are you? Oh, the Lord is good in my life." They begin to say, use words like that. What they are trying to do is to disarm you. So you begin to look at those Christianese, and of course they will package. And when they're able to do that, it's a lot easier for them to be able to sway you and get you to begin to think in their own light. It's a lot easy for them to get you to the point where you can buy into the lies they are selling to you. You get beclouded of their true personality because of the words they speak, because sometimes they even start dressing like brothers. You know what I'm saying? Now, what I'm trying to help you see is you can also find devilish husbands in churches. That is why you have to, with clarity, try to discern who a man that should marry you is. Do you understand what I'm saying? That is why you have to be careful to ensure that you don't marry people like that. A devilish husband most certainly is a womanizer. A devilish husband has no respect for God. He has no respect for what God thinks. He has no respect for the opinion of God in his decision, in his career. When I do this thing with a guy that's proposing to you, and you find that what he wants to do to people, how he treats people, how he makes his decision reflects lack of respect, lack of regard for the word of God, lack of respect or regard for the counsels of God, my sister, he is like his father, the devil. Except you want a devil as a father-in-law, you can go ahead with the relationship. Therefore, I encourage you, please look beyond the surface, look beyond the words, look beyond the smiles, look beyond the regular attendance to Wednesday prayer meeting, look beyond the, "Oh, baby, I love you," look beyond all of those things to find out who exactly is this man. I'm hammering on this thing for one reason. Many women have ended their lives because they close their eyes to men like this and therefore got themselves involved in marriage that they shouldn't have anything to do with. As I recap what I've said so far, I'd like to remind you this. People still marry devils. And if you think I'm lying about it, ask those married women who are bitterly how their husbands are cheats, how their husbands are armed robbers, how their husbands are thieves in different places. Look at them and you will see indeed that people still marry devilish husband. Then of course, when you find that, I'd like you to know this. A devilish husband is not necessarily a man that is wearing tattered clothes, always wearing black glasses and black clothes. He can dress in the finest suit, but he's promiscuous. He has no regard for God. He loves money. And of course, he has no regard for the fellow human being. The motivation for his decisions does not reflect love for a fellow human being. And I'd like to tell you this again. When you find a man like this, tell him straight. It's not going to work between both of you. Don't start playing around it. And please do not allow his money to becloud you. Do not allow his niceness to becloud you. There's something I want to tell you clearly. A man who is bad by nature, he can only get worse. I mean, we have not seen all the worst things he can do. But a man who has been transformed, who thinks like God, whose ideology about life have been transformed into God's kind of ideology, he will continue to improve as he learns the ways of God and the word of God. But one who deep down inside him, he doesn't have any regard for God, his philosophies and ideologies for life does not reflect love for a fellow human being or even love for God, I dare say that one is not good for you. He can only get worse, except he gets transformed by the saving power of God. I hope you understand what I'm saying. Look beyond the surface to check this man that is proposing to you. Is he a devilish husband or a godly husband? If he's a devilish husband, run with all your ability. If he's a godly husband, please say yes to him. He will make life and marriage sweet for you. Thanks for listening to this episode of our 20-part audio program, Choose Your Husband. Choose Your Husband is a production of Project Word, a human capacity development platform with the guiding mission of serving you insight and inspiration that will empower you for peak performance in your life and work. To learn more things to share with ladies, kindly visit brojid.com/sisters. Your comments and questions are welcome through brojid@gmail.com or 0810-550-4664. You can access calls of interviews
podcasts, articles, features, and books when you visit broji.com or follow us on Facebook, Google+, LinkedIn, and Twitter at Brojid World.